You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You going to come here, we going to laugh. We going to educate, we going to entertain, and we going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Welcome to another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I am your host, C. Marty Fit. And listen, man, before we even do the whole intro, we telling the truth here. No sugarcoating, no simping, no collar, no none of that. So just before you step in here, be ready for the truth. It might hurt some feelings, but it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. So with all that being said, I'm having a blessed week. I'm having a fit week. I'm making great decisions this week. And I'm getting ish done this week. And if it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for a ninja with a black shirt, with lime green letters, with a cheetah pillow and a black pillow, with red headphones on that don't match. This is the host of the best fitness podcast out, the illest fitness podcast out, the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining, most haters, most backlash, most talked about fitness podcast out. I need a return is to hit the like button. And shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube. Shout out to the playback gang. I need playback gang to hit the like button as well. And before I get in these comments and talk to the fam, I got to get some ish off of my chest. First of all, bitch ass ninjas.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Stop telling me what to post. You coming on my page bitching and mad about my post because I'm not only talking about fitness and I ain't talking about the shit that you want to hear. Keep scrolling, bitch ass ninjas.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You don't control what I post. You can tap into the fitness content. That's amazing. I know it's great content. I love it. You love it. Perfect. If you don't like anything else I'm talking about, keep scrolling.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Or you could get your own platform and post how you want to post. If you don't like my tone and delivery, you could get on your platform and do a soft-ass delivery.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And a soft-ass tone. Don't come on here trying to tell me how to do what I do. Anyway, and I had something else to say, but I forgot. Oh, y'all ninjas that want to collab on the podcast, I'm cool with collabing with you. But listen, some of y'all ninjas have me collab Well, y'all don't have no following. Y'all don't have no podcast history. If I do decide to do one with y'all for free, y'all need to let me get some bars in. I'm talking. Ninja's coming to watch me, and I'm not being cocky. If I go on a podcast that's bigger than mine, or if I have a guest on a podcast from a podcast that's bigger than mine, I'm going to let them do the talking. I'm not going to be running my mouth. Understand the game. With all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's talk to the fam, and we're going to have a fire episode today. I had to get those bars off real quick, man. Where we at, man? Frost Knight, what up? Yeah, I know some Gen Z slang. Andy and Dolly, what up? All up through here. I need to go watch Menace to Society, listen to the Chronic album to reclaim my blackness after watching the Moist Ass Drake interview. Listen, man, these guys, you know, I love Drake as an artist. I think he makes amazing music. That's about as far as it goes. These ninjas be corny as hell. I love the music though. Jay Sharp, what up? Big Spider in the building. I'm ashamed to be a Washingtonian right now because all of the D-Rider MFers in our city was doing they daddy. Was doing when they daddy Speed came to town. Yeah. Well, you know what, man? Speed coming to DC was lit. But man, listen, I seen dudes in their 30s D-riding.
Nope.
No cap.
Stop the cap.
And listen, as much as I would love to meet somebody like Speed, Speed is a young streamer. He's like the biggest streamer out right now, him and Kasanat. Like, I would love to sit down with Speed, have a convo, you know what I'm saying? But them dudes was D-riding.
What?
Not my style. Grown men acting like groupies when Speed come around, but hate on local celebrities and artists. DC stand for D-Riding Capital now, but this a fitness podcast. Absolutely agree, brother. Folks from the DMV get way more love outside the DMV than we do at home. That is all facts. All facts. If you got fat and got outed as a rat, don't watch the podcast. Hey, some of y'all young thug ninjas, y'all ninjas love Young Thug. What's going on? I'm just saying. SAG, what up? Beth Ann, what up? Seth said, talk your ish. Yeah, sometimes I got to talk my shit. Sometimes I do. What do you think about Gotti's Gunnish body transformation? Fire, man. I got to do an episode on Gunner. He got that run club down in Atlanta. That shit is lit. I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing all types of people post that joint. People from high school. People I know that live out there, man. It's Gunner doing his thing, man. And that's part of the reason he was able to overcome all the bullshit with the whole snitching stuff. And ain't nobody talking about that no more. Nobody. So sliding for so far for Speed, they might need a safe word. Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro. It's crazy when you hear men in their 30s call YN's big bro. Like what? I seen multiple dudes in their 30s D-riding. That was crazy, bro. Speed pretty athletic, though. He beat Ashton Hall. Yep, he did. Thug ain't rat. He was just keeping it 100. Yo, Thug was talking crazy on that. But anyway, we're going to get to the fitness, man. Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. We're gonna start the message off. Big Mama has a message for you.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people,
what race y'all think Big Mama is. She has a message. Let's hear Big Mama's message and get this episode started.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if this reaches you, it's time to get your big fat ass up and go to the gym.
Oh, she's cooking already.
Let him cook.
You know it's cooking when the big backs is telling the big backs to get their ass in the gym.
And if you ain't got no gym membership, get your big fat ass up and go outside and walk that pavement. 10 toes down, get to pushing, get to sweating, and get all that butter off your belly.
Get that butter off your belly.
Belly, belly.
And get that butter off your back.
Big back activity.
Put the motherfucking oxtails down and stop heating up yesterday's dinner for today's breakfast.
But when I said it, it was a problem.
Get your big fat ass up and go for a walk. You see me? Yeah. Big as the fuck, but I'm working out every...
Not big as fuck, big as the fuck. That's a new one. I never heard that before.
Every day, because I can't be big. Yeah. I can't be big no longer. It's no too man. Much. I want that's some shit that I could wear that's nice. I'm tired of wearing parachutes to dinner. Get the fuck up and go work out.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Get that butter off your back. Get that.
And off of your belly.
Belly, belly.
Get that butter off your belly. Get that butter off your neck.
Yeah.
And praise God that you were able to go work out.
There we
get
go.
Get your big fat ass yeah. up.
There we go. Yeah.
Get to it.
Oh, yeah, she's cooking. Oh, yeah, she's cooking. I love it. Hey, listen. When it was cool. It's cool when they do it, but it's a problem when I do it. When I say stuff like that, y'all be mad at me.
Nope.
So it got to come from a big back for you to listen to it.
Nope.
Same message. You got the same back.
Big back activity.
You got the same issues, but you worried about who the message is coming from. Therefore, I'm not wrong if she could say it and I can't say it. But I'm seeing a lot more content with heavy set folks, men and women, and they telling y'all the truth. They telling the truth. If they can get in the gym, why can't you get in the gym? If they can, you know, be a little bit embarrassed, be a little bit uncomfortable, why can't you be a little bit embarrassed and uncomfortable? If they can invest in their future, why can't you invest in your future? Everybody has every excuse, but at the end of the day, it's somebody in your shoes who getting the shit done and is making it happen and taking their butts to the gym. So we got to cut the excuses. We know the numbers. Stop saying the numbers is fake. We know black women are the most obese in the country.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We know that by now. We know black men have their issues, and we know America as a whole.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Is super obese. Karens, y'all be obese too.
How dare you?
Toms, we call the white men. Toms, Ben, what we call the white men on this podcast, y'all be obese too.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay. Coming up.
Okay. Are you? Absolutely.
Coming up to the Black Fit guys telling us we're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust
me. America has an issue. So listen, if it's not coming from the trainers anymore, because y'all complained about the trainer saying it, y'all complain about the trainer saying big back. Now the big backs are saying it. We don't want to hear no more excuses. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know you need to hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at in these comments, man? Y'all better not be cutting up in these comments. That was a good video. That was a nice video. It wasn't even mean. Y'all better not be cutting up in these comments. Whoever's cutting up in these comments on a positive video, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm letting y'all know now. Where we at, man? Not gonna hold you. He was kind of talking some real shit about Kendrick, but this is a fitness podcast. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Them lame ninjas do the same bullshit here in Montgomery, Alabama. Act like a bunch of tampon boys. Yep. See, Marty, what's up, baby? If you rock climbing, like you climbing bend and roll big backs like Spider-Mo, don't watch the podcast. All right. She's trying to turn friendly fire off. Buddy, your belly is wild. It is.
Belly?
Friendly fire on. I think I know what you meant. Big Shirley done started her villain arc. We love
nope.
it. We love it. We need more of that. Like on a motherfucking Wednesday, parachute. You tell them Big Mama, show them no excuse is tolerated. She said she tired of wearing parachutes to dinner. You know them big back dresses be big back as hell.
Big back activity.
They got to color the belly and the back.
Belly, belly.
Them things. And then you got some of them, they put on a tight dress, and they think the tight dress is tight, but that tight dress still big as hell.
Big back activity.
You got a 5X tight dress on.
Big back activity.
It's exposing curves, but it's exposing the wrong curves. It's exposing all belly.
Belly, belly.
And no ass. She only getting in shape to bust her man windows. If you want to keep the butt on your back, don't watch the podcast. The only people Big Back listen to is other Big Back. Shout out to Big Bertha for the knowledge. Michael Hawkins came in hot, man. Flowers for the soon-to-be ex big back hitting Jim. Absolutely. Peep game. I'm sure Auntie got a man. Man, she eyeing. Of course, she. You know she like a fit ninja at the gym. You know that. Tucker. they hate hearing the truth. See, Marty, you need to get the Coming to America sound. He ain't lying for a button. All right, Mike. This is what I need you. Mike, I need you to make a list of all the buttons. Because every time I'm about to get the buttons, I can't remember what I was about to get. So you got to make a list of all the buttons. Kens, we call it. Oh, Ken. All right, I got you, Ken.
You're not that guy, pal.
A whole bunch of fat Kens in the United States of America.
You're not that guy, pal.
Ken, get your fat ass in the gym.
You're not that guy, pal.
Ken, get your fat ass in meal prep.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Ken, get your fat ass a personal trainer.
You're not that guy, pal.
I think those white guys call you pumpkin. All right, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, bro. We support any bib backs trying to get healthy. Oh, and Seth, the ninja that was calling me pumpkin, they was talking about him on Instagram the other day. He was catching a lot of heat because he on testosterone replacement therapy. So I'm gonna just leave it alone. I'm gonna leave him alone unless he say some shit again. I'm gonna just leave it alone. I don't got time for his sensitive ass. Big mama. A 5X tight dress is diabolical. Big dress back ass. Wicked Scorpion isn't here, so Marie isn't here. My theory stands. Hey, whole time. I think I found Marie on Instagram because the post where I was cooking the big back girl that said I don't look like Morris Chestnut. There was someone in the comments saying this is a safe place for fourth graders. The same shit Marie was saying on this podcast. So I think we found Marie's Instagram. Marie, you're not slick. Marie, you're not slick. You troll me on another platform. If you troll me on three platforms, I'm doing some digging. I'm going to find out who you are, Maria, for real. And I'm going to find out if you really getting that PhD.
I'm a PhD.
We're going to see if you lying about that PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Or JID, I meant. JID program. Oh, shit. Wicked and Maria are either a couple that's beefing or on some Clark Kent Superman. Is that the theory? That's the theory, man. Let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all, man. Oh man. Oh man. Ultra big back simps. We gotta start arresting big back simps because it's getting crazy out here with these big back simps. Real men love big women. Yes, I said it.
Nope.
Real men love big women. That's what was said. He's already on testosterone replacement therapy, bro. I could go in, but I don't want to get canceled for. Yeah, we're not gonna go, bro. That's what I said, bro. If he makes what's up, Marsha? If he makes another video about me, I'm really about to cook him for real. Like, it's not like all this TRT. If you want TRT, don't say shit to me, bro. Don't say shit. Never mind. Let's keep the episode going. See, Seth about to get me started. Let's keep it going, man. Real men love big women. Let's check it out.
Big girls need love, one, because ain't nothing two about a full figure woman. All right, stay on my comments, ho. So over the past week, I've become something of a BBW spokesperson.
That's if you don't know anything, that's an ultra simp right there.
And while thousands and thousands of women enjoyed the fun, the love, and just the conversation that I was bringing, a few people showed their insecurity. So since I've opened up Pandora's box, let's talk about it. Number one, big women are nothing to be ashamed of. However,
you're simping. And just because people hold you accountable on these talking points does not make them insecure.
However, ladies, that starts with you. A lot of women love putting blame on, oh, why do men hide us? Why do men do this? Why do men do that? Sweetheart, why do you hide yourself?
No. Men do hide big women. It's not their first choice. And I'm telling you, if men could get 10 fit baddies on their line, they're not choosing a fat woman. And we didn't even get to the health conversation.
A man who is extremely ripped, extremely fit, and always has been, sadly, malnourished for the majority of my life, I've always attracted and have been attracted to full-figured women.
First, you call them full-figured, that's simping. We got a new term, full-figured, y'all. And I'm willing to bet that you weren't getting the top picks. And that's why you always attracted them. No offense to you, brother. No offense to you. No Diddy either.
No Diddy, you know.
But you don't strike me as the guy that's pulling all the baddies. No bass in your voice, ass niggas. I just don't believe that.
And in my experience, many of them have been insecure about their own body. This might be a little bit TMI, but I can kiss, lick, suck on every part of your body. I can.
We're not even done. This ninja's arrested. Ladies. Ladies, if this is your reasoning to listen to a high-pitched voice ass ninja like this to keep your the fat on your body, you're cooked. You have lost your mind. You want to keep staying hypertension because a high-pitched-ass voice ninja like this is going to tell you that he could kiss, suck, and lick every part of your body? No Diddy?
No Diddy, you know.
That's your reasoning? Oh, but you got a PhD, though.
I'm a PhD.
I don't care what PhD you got, JID, MBA, MPA. I don't care what advanced education you got. If you listen to this to keep hypertension, you're an idiot.
Tell you how beautiful you are all day, every day. I can help you pick out clothes. I can help you lose weight. And until you decide to change your own insecurities, none of that means shit to you. So the next time you ask, hey, why doesn't this guy want to take me out? Sweetheart, why don't you want to take you out? How many women are insecure or have to second guess themselves when they wear something because they don't want a part of their body to show? Sweetheart, you are beautiful.
See, and this is why we have a 60% obesity rate in black women. Ninjas like this contribute heavily to this. No, if you're insecure about a certain body part, let's say you got Thanksgiving arms.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs.
You got Thanksgiving arms. Guess what that's a sign of? Poor lifestyle, hypertension, like I just said, possible type 2 diabetes, possible high cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. We got a lot of issues there. So if you are insecure about a body part, it probably means you need to do something about it and not listen to high-pitched voice ass ninja.
You are loved. You are magnificent. Okay? Don't put off your insecurities and your malprojections onto someone else, because you are going to run the man that will love.
And these women going to see this.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Let me save it for the end.
Every single centimeter of you away. But anyways, big girls need love, one, because ain't nothing two about a full figure woman, all right? Stay on my comments, ho.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You know what we tell ninjas like that?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You know what we tell ninjas like that?
Shut up, bitch!
And you know what we tell ninjas like that?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
These ladies are going to gas him up in the comments. Oh, that's a real man. That's a real man going to love a thick woman. He don't care about getting on the scale. He don't care about yada, 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 grown woman weight. And these ninjas still going to want Pookie and Ray Ray. I mean, these women still going to want Pookie and Ray Ray. These women still going to want athletes. They still going to want the rappers. They still gonna want the personal trainers. And they don't want no high-pitched voice ass niggas. That's simping. So you're doing all that for no reason. Ladies, and don't listen to nobody like that. Listen to men who gonna tell you the truth, who got some nuts to tell you the truth.
No Diddy, you know.
Because this is crazy. These dudes are fucking the game up. These dudes making these women think it's okay to be the same size and the same weight as NFL linemen.
Nope.
And it's not okay. And we're going to talk about the same size and bigger size of linemen later on this podcast. But y'all simp-ass ninjas in the black community got to cut it out. It's getting crazy, and it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Hit the like button. Let's get in these comments.
Dom DeMarco,
ass ninjas. This is crazy. I mean, this is wild, man. Checking in after training people throughout the day. I watched the replay. All right, Wicked. Real men whose mothers are big backs. Okay. TRTs for geriatrics. Okay. He's at the BBW bashes doing a Carlton for BBWs. Ass ninja. Same old typical dusty simp ninja who's interested in nothing but cheeks. Shut the fuck up. Yep. Wicked here. The irony of hiding a big woman will forever be hilarious to me. Yeah, what are you talking about? They not hiding them, but they date them for 20 years and not commitment or title. Just like the girl we seen last episode. He don't get no bitches. Man, save it. Yeah, he doesn't strike me as that guy. What did Ken say?
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
He looked like he asked Speed for a picture, paid him BBW's bills, and babysit her kids while she go eat and cheat. While she throw it at the personal trainer. It's like, nah, let me stop. Sucking any part of the body is wild and mad cringy. I mean, that's not something you just like say out loud. Like, you just don't, as a man, you just don't do that out loud. I'm sorry. You just don't say that. He might be a no Diddy man. His new name is Dit Down Derek. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's insane, bro. Yeah, you want the siren. You want the siren, bro. Sucker Simpson over here needs a warrant for his arrest. Sucker Simpson. Simpanzee. Simping ain't easy. Homo Simpson. At this point, let the fats go where they're accepted. He ain't pulling no baddies. Yeah, we'll talk about you and Marie at the end of the podcast, Wicked. Dudes like this is why chicks would keep men like me on their rotation. Shut your bitch ass up, ninja. Get this simp off the screen.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
He's Diddy. That's crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
Brother sounds desperate. If there was ever reason to press the button that says, shut your bitch ass up or shut up, bitch, we need it. This ninja proved it.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You are loved. You are magnificent. Shut your Derek Jackson ass up, ninja. If you don't know who Derek Jackson is, look his simp ass up. This motherfucker sound like a predator using social media to get cheeks is weak as fuck. And them be the dudes that's predators. See how he calls them big girls in full figure. He's scared to call them what they are. Fat cows and elephants. And trumpets. He said 304 with a little bit of sass. How you say it? 304? Has ninja. Someone shaved that ninja's beard. He doesn't deserve to be called a man. He gonna end up on the T-app. He probably as a predator. Those are the type of dudes who end up being predators. Them dudes faking and saying anything for women's approval. Those are the real predators. You think after Derek Jackson and Dr. Umar and Ace Metaphor, women would stop falling for ninjas like this? Ladies, y'all gonna learn one day, man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Y'all gonna learn one day, man. Here y'all go, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man.
Dom DeMarco.
Did I have another? I thought I had another man video. I guess not. Okay, no, I didn't. All right, we got BBW agrees with Ari. Okay, to briefly go over the Ari situation, Ari is Moneybagg Yo's baby mama and G Herbo's baby mama. There are two rappers for my white community and non-black community who don't know who them ninjas are. She has a BBL. She recently just got in the gym. She's posting a lot of gym shit. She has a lot of controversy because she said you cannot build an hourglass figure in the gym. Now BBWs are online agreeing with a BBL woman that you can't get an hourglass figure in the gym, or you can't get the body that you desire in the gym for the ladies. Hit the like button. Let's check it out. Where we at, man? Why kids from two rappers? You know why. He makes them feel loved with bullshit. You know why she has kids from two rappers. Come on, guys.
Everybody's trying to attack Ari because she said that you can't achieve an hourglass figure if you don't already have it, even if you go to the gym. And she's completely right.
Absolutely wrong.
Stop the cap.
And I could tell that face looking a little thick, which means them ankles is probably thick.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
How do you know that you can't achieve an hourglass shape in the gym? Did you try to get an hourglass shape in the gym? Probably not.
Nope.
Have you trained women to get an hourglass shape in the gym? Probably not.
Nope.
Is your back big? Probably.
Big back activity.
So how the hell did you come to this conclusion that came from a BBL woman who put in zero work to get to where she wanted to get to? Because she got the BBL because she ain't had the shape she wanted.
Unless you already have the genetic makeup for an hourglass figure, it's not gonna, no amount of gym can really like fix your bones in the structure.
That's not, that has nothing, what the hell are you talking about bones? Bones have nothing to do with that belly fat.
Belly?
And bones have nothing to do with that back fat.
Big back activity.
And that's what I'm saying. These big backs have, they don't even own a gym membership and they coming on this internet and saying whatever the hell out their mouth.
Of your bones. They just don't like Ari. They just don't like when she say something.
Okay. Oh,
brother, this, so this guy is my stinks. Thing.
Black women get mad at me, cancel me. I really don't give a fuck.
You know, black people.
No. Black women get on this app, online, whatever you want to call it, and they say that it's a humiliation ritual when you tell black women that they too big. It's a humiliation ritual when you point out the 60% obesity rate in black women. But y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Y'all don't, not only do y'all not even try to get in shape, a lot of y'all are giving bad advice to your fellow women, to your fellow sisters in the sisterhood, y'all fellow black women that y'all claim stick together being a girl's girl, which is straight bullshit.
Stop the cap.
Bullshit.
And you wonder why there's no change. You wonder why the obesity rate is going up. And you wonder why men are just, because men used to walk on eggshells around this topic. Men used to not tell y'all straight up. But you see why men are fed up, and we just telling you straight up, you big back.
Big back activity.
Because you continue to lie to yourselves, and you continue to lie to other women. And when women tell y'all the truth, y'all don't want to hear it. Every woman that's talking about Ari saying, hey, Ari's wrong. You heard the girl. They just don't like Ari. No, Ari's fucking wrong. It's women out here who's helping other women get in shape. It's men out here who's helping women get in shape. We do this for a living. We study. We read books, certifications. People have degrees in this shit. There's biomechanics to support this shit. There's endless literature to support this shit on how to snatch your waist, on how to do these things. And you just getting online saying it's not true. That's just not fair, ladies. That ain't fair. You're doing yourselves a disservice, and you're doing other black women a disservice. Y'all got to cut this shit out. Stop admiring BBL women.
Nope.
Stop admiring women who tried to take a shortcut.
Nope.
Stop admiring women who clap their ass for a living and get dumped off in by rappers, and that's how they made their money. No, I mean, get it how you live, but why is that a woman who you're taking advice from for your future health? Think about it. This is a woman who claps her ass for a living and gets dumped in by rappers and becomes a baby mama by two rappers. Probably will have another kid by another rapper at some point. This who you taking your health advice from. Get the fuck out of here. That's some bullshit, ladies. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. I'm just saying, dog. Like, what? PhD my ass.
I'm a PhD.
I don't care what PhD you have. That's idiotic. Borderline retarded. The best way to get snatched is lift, period. Absolutely. Big Back Bertha graduated from Big Back University.
Big Back Activity.
She graduated from TFU, Thick Face University. She graduated from PCU, Puffy Cheeks University. She graduated from NVU, NUVU University. Neck Up Video University. Not showing her full body university. Don't have no videos on her whole profile standing up university. Them thick ass ankles, them thick ass wrists, university.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Oh man. People are always talking BS. Shut your bitch ass up, ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
The BBLs and BBWs are forming a megazord to beat C. Marty. On my life, I'm when I tell you they don't want this work, but I'm from PG County, Maryland, right outside of DC. We do this shit, this Jonah shit. I've been Jonah for years. I promise you, they do not want that work. Fuck this fitness shit. Ninjas don't want that work. She's right to an extent because of the bone structure. That being said, women who build muscle can build an incredible shape. It's muscle which gives curves and shape. Absolutely. And part of getting snatched is dropping what? Belly fat, which requires you to increase your metabolism, which is going to come from you lifting weights. You want to burn more calories at rest, you need more muscle on your body, which requires you to do resistance training. So stop encouraging women to get BBLs. And on top of that, the BBLs is the most dangerous cosmetic surgery. Why are you encouraging women to get this shit? What is wrong with y'all? Like, I know one girl who, she don't watch the show, supposedly is like, you know, doing really well, has multiple businesses, got a 9-to-5, is in the tech industry. And went to a doctor for BBL, I guess, consultation. The doctor told her, hey, you have too much body fat. What did she do? She goes to another doctor. Hey, you have too much body fat. And continues to go to doctors until a doctor tells her, oh, yeah, we'll do the surgery at that body fat. You're already taking a risk when you're doing it at the right body fat. But now you just want to get the ass so badly. Don't want to put in any work, and you're just willing to do anything and putting your life at risk. I don't care what PhD you got.
I'm a PhD.
That's retarded. That's why when I hear that shit, like, yeah, I got it. Matter of fact, I got this degree. It's some idiots with degrees. Idiots. It ain't that hard to get a degree nowadays. I promise you. It ain't that hard. Anyway, my bad, y'all. I kind of went on a tangent there. Ari is the leader of the low privational BBL hoes. People who worship her contribute nothing to society. Yeah, absolutely. It ain't just the gym. Put down the liquor. Stop with the Wendy's and Burger King and drink more water. You said stop. You said stop with the what?
It's Wendy's.
Jay Sharp said stop with the what?
It's Burger King.
Big facts. And let's be real. Ari isn't talking about an hourglass figure. She's talking about the IG baddie look to court the male gaze. She means the lipo tummy tuck BBL look isn't attainable naturally. Yep. BBU, Butterback University. Butterback. BBU, Butterbelly University. Big Butterback University. I went to Thick Face University and Puffy Cheeks University too, but that's another topic. Hey, yo. Yeah, man. What's the little name of the clown they said she looked like with the puffy cheeks? What's that joke called? If you try and look deformed and weird, do surgery and shit. If you want real curves, ladies, lift weights. Absolutely. FOVU, Face Only Video University. NFBU, No Full Body University. Big back bonnet wearing fan says, what? The amount of time used to justify her size could be used to get in shape. Absolutely. Having excessive fat is such a huge risk. The pressure on the heart is astronomical, which causes it to work overtime, causing low oxygen and fluid to build up. Exactly. She graduated from Thick, Healthy, Not Fat. She graduated from thick, healthy, not fat. I don't know if you, is that what you meant to say? Anyway. Oh, real quick. We got to, this is what fellas be worshiping. This is what fellas be worshiping. All ass. Watch how this dude worships this ass at the grocery store.
God damn, her back on her. Oh my God. She done went through the door and it's still outside.
So you can't hear because of the music, but it sounded like he said, God damn, look at the back on her. She still went through the door and it's still outside. Something along those lines. Anyway, this ninja's thirsty.
God damn.
Let's look at it one more time.
God damn, her back on her. Oh my God.
God damn that back on her. Oh my God.
God damn.
She done went through the door and it's still outside. Ooh.
She done went through the door and it's still outside. Oh, you know what, guys?
Brother, this guy stinks.
You know, black men, I'm ashamed to be a black man when y'all do shit like this, man. I mean, just zero standards. You can't have zero standards for your women, and they get mad when these women react to that. And they don't take care of themselves. They don't go to the gym. And they think ass is just enough to pull a ninja.
Ninjas.
You can't even get mad at them for it. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? You don't care about her face. You don't care about her intellect. You don't care about her habits, her discipline, her consistency. Your ninja, your low-level ninja ass is just worried about some ass.
Ninjas.
Keep validating them. And don't sit here and talk about the 60% obesity rate and act like men don't have nothing to do with it. Nah, that's not them. That's the women. They lazy. Y'all ninjas still smashing. Still smashing. Buying their OnlyFans and shit. What you expect? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. It starts with us, fellas. And on top of that, your bitch ass ain't in shape, ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You ain't in shape. You play high school football. Now you think you ain't got to do shit. You out here with the Gucci man belly from the 2000s and think you ain't got to do nothing. Because you making a little bit of chicken. But that's where that comes from. Anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Kentucky Fried Wildcats University. This guy has to go.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, just see you Friday, buddy. Full Heavyweight University.
That's not Slim Thick, baby. That's Full Heavyweight.
I know her back hurt. Dude thirsting for hippos at the watering hole. I see diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, all kinds of cancer, and ninja mindset. That's what I see. Crazy. Somebody come get their old head uncle, yeah? Old ninjas be doing that too. Stop sexual validation of these fat hoes. Absolutely. Let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all today. What we got next, man? Oh. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race.
You know what people, guys?
And
people get, you could get mad, cancel me, say my tone sucks. I shouldn't talk about black women. I was raised by a black woman. How could you talk about black women? This is what the fuck I'm talking about here. You bragging about how many tacos you could eat, but want to blame racism, want to blame ninjas, stress from ninjas, want to blame stress from the workplace because the workplace is racist towards black women, want to blame you don't know how hard it is for a black woman, and the list fucking continues. But you get online and these fat women who clearly got fat because of food do some shit like this. And y'all want to say it was fucking hormones. Let's pull up the video. And y'all want to say this happens because of hormones. But videos like this exist.
How many Taco Bell stackers can we eat?
I think I'm going to go for 12 this time.
I think I could do about 15.
I think I could do about 23.
15.
Just to make it even. Got the Taco Bell stackers in this bag. It's heavy too. It almost ripped.
Yeah, y'all do this and get mad at me when I tell y'all ass to get in the gym. Well, the gym ain't really going to help. The gym don't help everybody. Everybody don't have time to go to the gym. You ain't got time to the gym, but you got time to eat heavy ass bags of tacos. Dom DeMarco. And wonder why you built like a damn taco.
My first one.
This is my first one.
First one. This is my 17th one.
You can't even finish the taco when you trying to eat.
This is my 13th one.
I mean, you trying to talk.
I made it past 12, y'all. I'm done with the stackers and I'm moving on to burritos.
Oh, so y'all, not only you have 12 tacos, now you're moving on to something else. But white people are the reason you're fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Racism is the reason you're fat.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
And don't forget, the diets don't work for black women.
I'm going to prove to you.
Oh, my bad.
I'm going to prove.
I've actually messed up that button, but the diets don't work for black women. That's what they told me.
This is my last one. I don't think I can make it past 30. Nachos for a little break.
And nachos.
Mm-hmm. Down back there?
Yep, I got you.
After now they getting on the front for slowing down.
17 stackers. And you
and 5 burritos.
All
right. And they got me blocked. And they got me blocked on TikTok. You got me blocked on TikTok for telling the
My
truth.
My goal was what, 23? I got 30. So I think that's an accomplishment.
Your goal was 23. That means you had 23 before.
I got 14 stackers down, 3 quesadillas, and 10 tacos.
Wow.
My goal was 15 stackers, and I had 17 stackers. 5 burritos, some chips and cheese, and I ordered me a 12-pack of Cinnabon Delight.
And how many do you eat?
Racism. Racism. Racism.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
They do shit like this, and then when it's black women who in shape, or even if it's white women, Latino women, Asian women who in shape, it don't even matter what race. Oh, that's their genetics. Mm. Oh, she eat like a bird.
Nope.
Oh, she starves herself.
Nope.
Oh, she has an eating disorder.
Nope.
How do the fit girl have an eating disorder? But then y'all saying binge eating is a damn eating disorder.
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? Big back delusion.
Big back activity.
Big back excuses.
Big back activity.
Come on, man. That shit is embarrassing, dog. It's embarrassing. And can I even go that far? I'm not going to go that far. But this is the reason why my message is the way it is. Because you do it to yourself, and we can't even tell you that you do it to yourself. So I got to take a pill a layer back, and I got to show you the videos. I got to show you what's going on. And y'all know y'all got big back friends that do this. You know you got girlfriends, y'all go out to eat, she eating all this damn food, she drinking all this shit. Y'all know this shit, fellas. You know you take your girl out, she eating too damn much. You watch your girl get big for 2 years and didn't say nothing. So since y'all people close to them, y'all family members too, since y'all don't say it, I'm gonna say it. And don't get mad when I say it if you ain't had the nuts to say it. I want better for our women, man. That shit is crazy, bro. Let's get in these comments because I know y'all going crazy in the comments, man. Where we at? It seems like when ninjas get 45 plus, they want tank ass females like that. Well, if black men already have low standards, their standards just drop as they get older. The standards just drop as they get older. He sounds like he got to decide between talking and breathing. Pick one. But they get ninjas, though. And that's the ninjas picking them. And that'd be why chicks built like cyber trucks still think they the motherfucking business. Built like a cyber truck is crazy, bro. Built like they play 37 and under football. She's shaped like a backwards lazy boy recliner chair. What's the make and model of that SUV? I'm doomsday prepping, and I need something heavy, some heavy duty with an extra gas tank. Not feminine at all. At all. the Funniest Sisters, because you know the inside of that vehicle stank. I don't even want to know what that smells like. I don't even want to. That's disgusting, bro. And y'all know they be stinking too, and don't say nothing. Y'all know that shit. Girlfriends, you know your big girlfriend stink. Girls, you need to tell her in the group chat. Fellas, you know your girl stink. You need to tell her in the house. You know your fat auntie stink. You need to tell her at the family reunion. You need to tell her at Thanksgiving.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name.
When she bring that green bean pan in and them sweet potato pan in and that mac and cheese pan, you need to tell, hey, auntie, you smell a little, yeah.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
You need to let her know. What's their goal, to die? That Vicky, that's crazy. First comment, insane. That car suspension is about to go out tomorrow. I know that car stink like a motherfucker. Dude, I'm at the gas station and I see a grown man with one of those waist trainers on. We ain't even gonna get started on these bitch ass ninjas. This bitch says she can't eat any more Stackers, so she's taking a break and eating nachos. Thought that was a bag of groceries. Oh, look, food hookers. Food hookers. Hey, I gotta drop food hookers in a video, bruh. Food hookers. That whole vehicle looks like a Stacker mobile. You know that car screaming for Jesus. Let's say a prayer for that car. Lord, we ask that you bless the shocks on that car. We ask that you bless the suspension on that car. We ask that you bless any air freshener that steps foot in that car. Because we know it's going to be difficult to reverse that damage from those backs. And we ask that you help these women stop participating in gluttony. We ask that you help these women stop worshiping gluttony. We know that's one of the deadly sins in the Bible, but they still don't want to listen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Y'all ain't never seen no fitness podcast praying. I bet they passed at least two gyms before they got that job. If you order from Taco Bell and get the Wegmans bag, don't watch the podcast. The Wegmans bag, yo. The only thing to say is goddamn.
Goddamn.
You know a ninja looking at them three and said,
God damn.
But the diet don't work the same for us. But only white people eat healthy food and work out. Crazy. F it. I'll take it there. See, Marty. Quiet as kept. A lot of ninjas divest because they ain't trying to wife up joints like that.
Dom the Monko.
I didn't say it. Seth said it. I didn't say it. Seth said it. Now, I'll play devil's advocate. If they don't like those women, you can get a fit black woman. Seth said something, so I'm just offering another angle. Don't be on here. Yeah, see Marty telling them to date white women. See, Marty never said that. They who you like, they who you love, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I had to just throw that out there, Seth. If you take a girl on the first day and she order appetizer and a meal and punish both, put her in the smash only zone and tell her don't watch the podcast. Wicked Scorpion, is that called a girdle? Yes. Saying they smell like they about to run for the border is crazy. That, whoa. Brown Baldy said that? That's, I missed that one if he said that. That's crazy. Big Back's muck banging in the car, but claim that fit women are pick me's. Them fit women got higher standards. Yep. And let's keep this podcast going, man. Oh, we have another simp. I meant to put these simp videos back to back, but I fucked up. Anyway, we have another simp. And he says, there's men out here. Oh, what's wrong with my thing? Oh, here you go. There's men out here that like fat women. There's men out here that like fat women. So let's check it out. You heard Southwest changing his big back seat policy. Yep, we talked about it the other day. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. Let's keep it going.
bothers me so much. How the world, right? Fuck it, I'm trying to get my camera balanced, nigga. I ain't worried about it. It bothers me so much, right? How the world, like, don't believe there's, like, men out there that like fat women.
Oh, no. We know there's men out there that like fat women. If that wasn't the case, there wouldn't be so many fat women. But we know that's not the first option. That is the low-hanging fruit.
Nope.
And I don't care. I'm rocking with that for the rest of my life.
Like, bro, y'all speak, everybody got a preference, everybody likes what they like, but as soon as a motherfucker likes fat women, it's like, oh, no way. Somebody tried to say I was insecure because I like fat women.
You have voice pitch ass ninjas are insecure. Is this the same dude? Hold on. Is it from the first video? No, it's not the same dude from the first video. But a lot of I'm thinking dudes are starting to build a social media following and build a platform off of liking big women and encouraging women to stay in hypertension mode.
Let me let you know. Misconceptions about guys that like fat women. I also like slim women. That's a fact.
Nope. Hold on, bro.
Stop the cap.
Hold up, bro. Don't try to play the middle. You too far gone. Do not come in here and advocate for fat women and say, I like slim women too. No. Uh-uh. If you like slim women, then you don't like fat women. I don't care. This ninja here, high-pitched voice ass ninja, another one, is having trouble getting the slim women he wants, so he's going for the low-hanging fruit.
Nope.
But to me, fat women is my preference. They're just better. No. And what do I mean by
ladies? Any of my ladies watching, I know this is a harsh message. I'm sorry, ladies. Any guy that says that is fucking lying. Nobody prefers that over slim women. Now, and I'm not saying they want a cardboard box. I'm not saying that. But fat, like legit fat women, ninjas don't prefer that. That is conditioned, or they can't get the smaller women they want. By
fat women? Women who are not necessarily in shape. Women who are considered to be overweight or 200 pounds. I got limits. I don't do 400. I don't do 5. But I'm saying like 280, 3?
280 or 3. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? Ladies, you're retarded if you listen to this. What is wrong with y'all bitch ass niggas, man? Obesity's going up in our women. Y'all don't care about black women, dog. There's no way you putting out a message like this and you say you care about black women. No fucking way.
We can get that, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how all they down, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? We gotta dead that. Like, fat women can definitely catch it. I know some fat, bad bitches. Stop playing with me, dog. We not finna keep doing this.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Black men. Black men. I mean, as much as I I'll be the first one to defend black men, but a lot of these men don't care about y'all, ladies. I know the message sounds good, and it sounds like they're supporting you, but in the bigger picture, in the longer run, you have to think about your future. Guys like that do not care about you. If they're not going to encourage you, like, if they're not going to encourage you to get better, I'm not saying you got to drop 100 pounds, but if they're not going to encourage you to drop some body fat, have an active lifestyle, because you get a dude like this, your habits are only going to continue. If not, they're going to get worse. You're going to get fatter. Eventually, he's not going to like that shit. So, ladies, you have to think about this shit. I know it sucks. I know I'm the mean guy. But this is the God honest truth. So, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Get these simps out of here. Of course, you can also get a white woman who knows how to season food, but how many of them exist? This guy's crazy, man. How you awake and got sleep apnea. That was crazy. Dudes like fat women built like linebackers. I'm going to copyright that term, food hookers, I used last week. Yeah, copyright that. Mouth breathing ass ninja. Yeah, yeah. Recessed chin ass ninjas. What is in a glass cup and why is it white? I didn't even peep that, bro. Why is it only black ninjas that do this? Not a single one of my white or Asian friends makes it a personality trait to like fat girls. No other race does this. Only our men. Only us. Insecure mentality. Yep. Dude got a filter and sleeveless shirt and fitted that says toxic, and women will still think he's one of the good ones. He's a real man. Sir Simp Supreme. Here we go. Another dusty simp ninja who want cheeks. Yep. Is she trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records for eating tacos? I guess so. Low-T dudes trying to build a herd to smash. Yep. You can't save them all. Look, man, I'm going to keep it fitness, but them flaquitas be hitting. Big girls ain't it, fam. That's crazy. He looks moist with that makeup. Masked on his with that makeup, assed on his face. What?
No Diddy, you know.
This dude wants his own Respucia Lattimore to belly flop him in bed at night. He could have it. I never seen a millionaire, billionaire, or any A-list celebrity that is publicly in a relationship with or wifed up a fat one. Dom DeMarco, That's why so many sisters wind up with hobosexuals. Yep. Trying to stay with them. I hope it isn't what I think it is in that cup. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Were you talking about him or you talking about me? I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, let's keep this episode going, man. We got big back hypocrites, man. So first of all, we got big backs calling out big backs. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button and let's keep it going. This big back shit is getting crazy. I'm gonna update y'all at the end of it.
I saw an old friend last night. Humongous.
First of all, taking a video like that.
No Diddy, you know.
But let's keep it going.
It's so crazy how big y'all getting. It y'all don't care about nothing but.
You can tell from his facial structure, he's a big back.
Big back activity.
But you telling people how crazy it is, how big they get.
But ice cream sandwiches, KFC potato wedges. And a damn chicken sandwich from Popeyes. It's ridiculous. And a frappe.
You eat that.
Y'all getting so big. That don't make no sense. When you walk through a door, you got to go at a...
And he recently just got a personal trainer as a big back. So now you want to sit here and talk about how big everybody is after a couple weeks in the gym.
A 90-degree angle or the 45-degree, whichever one it is, just spreading out. It's so sad how big y'all getting. Our Father who art in heaven.
Oh, now he want to pray.
Halloween be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done if they back and get small. This day, Jesus.
Now, you hear him saying how big people get, right? Now, at the same time, look at this bullshit. This is the same dude telling people how big their back is getting. Bear with me.
I'm working with Tombstone Pizza, and they sent me two of their new French fry style crust pieces, and we're going to rate them.
So you sitting here telling people how big they getting, and you doing ads for French fry pizza.
Nope.
You doing paid ads for Tombstone Pizza, French fry pizza. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
And first up, we got chili cheese. Literally have the perfect slice. I'm telling you. 10 out of 10.
You rating pizza.
Next up, we have loaded bacon cheddar. Because who?
Loaded bacon cheddar pizza.
First of all. Oh,
yo, that's past the course, man.
This is what you're doing and telling people they getting too big.
Don't like bacon. And when I say loaded with bacon... Real cheese are real good. Y'all better run to the store and go get these before I do.
Bye. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I don't know what's going on here. Big backs is just getting so normalized now that you can have a big back calling someone a big back while they're doing big back paid ads. Listen, we're cooked out here, man. We're cooked out here. Get your ass in the gym. Get to work. Listen to people who's putting the work in. Don't listen to these fake ass motherfuckers that get a personal trainer for a couple days. And now they think they can tell you what to do. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Pot calling the kettle black. Absolutely. Ninja, I'm not your girl. Don't video me from your bed with no lights on. Sit up when you talk to me, Ninja. I agree.
No diddy, you know.
Doesn't even sound good. Sounds like your heart is going to be beeping quickly as fuck. That french fry pizza will put you in a tombstone. He sound like he's recounting his typical meal plan. He looks good with that makeup caked on his face. Oh, yeah, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Shy, see you Friday. Shy, see you Friday. Ridiculous, man. Pause. That was hypocritical hippo. Real talk, grown men still eat frozen pizzas. What are we, 12? Yeah, the fact that you even eating a frozen pizza is crazy in itself. But yeah, Shy, that was crazy. Shy, that was crazy. Shot, that was crazy, Shot. All right, man, we got this next video. Yo, ladies, I know it's all black people tonight. No white people on the show tonight. I should have announced that at the beginning. Ladies.
You know, black people.
Our women, as much as I love y'all, our women have lost their fucking minds. So there's this trend on Twitter. I'm sorry, on TikTok. It's basically like, hey, are you tall? And it's like, yeah, tall. How tall? And the woman starts showing pictures of herself and she puts her height. Now they're doing the same trend and it says, baby, I'm thick. And it's like, how thick? So hold on. Let me get this right. My bad. I got to log into my daggone TikTok account because I wanted to go through these comments. So bear with me. Hit the like button while you bear with me. And it should be up in a second. Hold on. Thing taking all day. But yeah, our women are cooked, man. All right, I got it. It says, I told him I was tall and thick. There we go. All right, let's pull this up. Hold on. Dang it. Why is the thing moving? All right, I'm pulling it up now. Sorry, y'all. Technical difficulties over here. All right, here we go. It says, here we go. I told him I was tall and thick. So clearly this is a big back woman.
Big back activity.
Clearly this is, damn. Yeah, she real big back. I told him I was tall and thick. He said, oh, you're like 5'9", 250. Let's keep it going. Nah, baby, I'm 6'4". I'm 6 foot, 400 pounds, real thick.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
6 foot, 400 pounds. And ladies, y'all sit here and make excuses for your girls. Talking about, well, she could be, if you 6 foot tall as a woman, you could be heavy. I'm 6 foot, 200. She's my height, twice my weight.
Nope.
There's literally no excuse for that. No excuse for that. And to take pride in it and to be confident about it is absolutely insane.
What?
And if you think these women aren't taking pride in it and congratulating her and these ninjas ain't in here thirsty, we're going to do some comment surfing. We're going to do some comment surfing. Can I zoom in? Yeah, zoomed in. How does that look for y'all? Yeah, y'all can see that. Somebody says Shaq weighed almost 100 less and was a foot taller. Mark Henry, oh, they cooking her now. I promise I seen thirsty comments in here when I checked it. Oh, don't disrespect thick people like this. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Somebody said the Cowboys need you. We got to stop giving false confidence. Where we at? It was women in here empowering. Hold on, give me a second. My whole algorithm is showing me the the mean stuff. Oh, here we go. I mean, she has a cute face, but I was 6'1", 400 at one point, and that ish wasn't fun. Okay, so he's actually going against it, but he got to throw in that she got a cute face, though. Simp ninjas. Mind you, these comments are from adults, meaning that there's some mean comments in here. We just got to find them. These comments are not it. Okay, I think we get into it. Girl, you look so good. There we go. Black women. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
These comments are mean. Where the nice comments at? And an absolute goddess to top it off. She said, thank you, gorgeous. This is how I know you lying. How you going to call her gorgeous and her profile picture is of a dog? And that's how you know women be lying to each other. All he has to say is yes, ma'am, as you wish, because it's the only thing he deserves to say in your presence. For a 400-pound woman, this is what's happening. But you go to a fit woman who 140, 150 pounds, and it's going to be a problem. They're going to be hating on her. You are so gorgeous. The hate comments are insane. Keep going, girl. Where we at? Simp ninjas. Whatever you say, I got to do, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
These men were not hating in any of the comments on Auto Scissor. I need a big boy videos for months. Do they know they can just scroll now like they do when it's a guy being confident? Oh, my God. No, if it's a fat man getting on this app saying some stupid shit, we're going to cook his ass, too. Oh, here we go. Pro black Dr. Umar ass ninjas. Our black is beautiful. You're gorgeous.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Do y'all see this comment right here? Same here, but 398.
What?
Belly deli?
Curled up to my man as I type this. All these lonely, sad boys in your comments trying so hard to make you feel worse because their misery wants company. Girl, you are gorgeous. Don't let a single one of these comments get to you.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
It may also be that our community has a weight problem, especially the ladies pretending it's healthy. We'll continue to destroy us. At least somebody's keeping it real in here. Same here, boo. 6 foot 435. 6 foot 435. It don't matter how wild or how unhealthy your status is, it's going to be people in the comments fucking with you and agreeing with you. The fact some of y'all don't believe me is crazy. I'm solid. Oh, she taking pride in that 400. Need in my life. Y'all ninjas are fucking terrible.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Y'all ninjas not must have got no chicks in high school. Y'all ninjas got no chicks as an adult. Y'all need 400 in your life? Yeah, you're desperate. You desperate as hell. God, Where we at? I think all the crazy comments is done because everybody holding her accountable for real. Look, you're so pretty. They called her a lineman. Me too, girl. Don't let these men ruin your happiness. You're beautiful. Yep, cooked. All right, is that enough of that? Anyway, just for context, if you just joined the show, I'll show you what we're talking about. She says she is 6 foot, 400 pounds. And we were just looking at the comments that enable women to do bullshit like this. And this shit is sad, man. This shit is sad. That don't have nothing to do with racism, hormones, diets not working for black women. That don't have nothing to do with none of that shit. That is a glutton who is being praised for being a glutton.
Nope.
Who's going to continue to be a glutton.
Nope.
And she's going to continue to get some D.
What?
And she's going to influence other women to do it. And God forbid she has a daughter, she's going to influence that black woman to do it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Dumb the monkey. That shit is crazy, bro. That shit is crazy. She said 6 foot, like that was an improvement. Big back, big front, big side, big foot, all the bigs. See Marty in 5. Yeah, we're about the same height, and she twice as big as me. Crazy. The word thick has truly lost its meaning. Cook black, the black that's a good post. The black community has ruined the word thick. That's a great post. I should do that. I'll trigger some people. She meant to say tall and full heavyweight. Oh, did she?
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
I don't see tall, just a big back. I thought I saw Frost Knight in the comments. Me too. A lot of these chicks be high-key gay. Imagine men egging on fat dudes, calling him king and saying he's a god. That would definitely be, you would definitely have Diddy allegations.
No Diddy, you know?
We need Shorty on the Niners O-line, Brock Purdy. Gonna be in the pocket shooting dice. Yo, cancel this ninja, bro. Oh, these are some big back, big foot ass bitches. I'm telling you, you know I agree. I mean, this is crazy, bro. The Alabama need her after losing to them damn Seminoles. Yeah, the Alabama need her after dancing in the locker room and getting their ass whipped by Florida State. What the hell is wrong with Alabama? Sports takes. I've been working on my sports takes, man. I just cooked Bill Belichick, simp ass. Working on my sports takes. She definitely beat up her man. Whose big back ass ancestors ate Neanderthals? Even if it's an Asian or white insult, I don't think they're going to want obese women, especially if they're black. Got to be honest. Her Bigfoot ass is not the price. It's not the prize. Baby oil winner. I'm not reading that. We the same height and she's over twice my weight. You'll never see me in those comments, at least not being the Simpsons. Absolutely not, man. We're going to close the show in a second. We got Kevin Samuels cooking a fat woman. I thought it was funny. Let's check it out real quick.
5'1".
Best size.
8.
Uh-oh.
How much did you weigh last time you weighed yourself?
Watch how she lied.
150.
You have a very full face for a size 8.
Thank you.
I'm looking at you on camera. That ain't no best size 8.
You don't
That is a
so.
Full face.
Man, I'm an image consultant. You're a bit of a 12.
That is a full face.
Don't lie to me. I'm looking right here.
Okay.
So why not just be honest?
Can't lie to the Godfather. Don't lie. She can't. You know what I mean? She lied.
No, I was going to say, I haven't been fitted for a dress in a minute, so.
Stop the cap.
I may be wrong.
Ma'am.
Yes.
When was the last time you weighed yourself?
A few weeks ago.
A few years ago.
But I have been working out. Can you give me that?
No. She just started today.
I have been working out. Mm-hmm. You're not going to give me
no,
that?
No, I can't give you nothing with no kids and no husband. I can't give you that. You should be a bit of 110 pounds.
All right, 110 is crazy, bro. 110 is crazy.
That's what your grandma was, your great grandma was. Before they had this. My point is, women show the men of the world what you think we deserve by your attitude and your appearance. And why am I making light of this? Because you came on here lying. You can lie to yourself, but I'm looking at your pictures.
I know. Don't you think I look nice?
I think you look fat. Oh, nice, but I think you look like you're about 170 pounds. Mm. And my thing is, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But you're single, make money, have no kids, and have your own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Oh, man. Shout out to KS, man. Dom DeMarco. That video is hilarious. But yeah, people gonna lie to you about their habits, man. And that's the thing. If you want to get better, if you want to improve, you can't lie. And you damn sure can't lie to a professional. And I'm not an image consultant, but your ass can't lie to me either, because I know. They call us the source for a reason. You can't lie. We're gonna know if you're bullshitting. We're gonna know if you're lying. So stop the cap. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. And that was another fire episode on the Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast. That was fire, man. That was a good episode, man. That was a real good episode. Classic. Cooking Shorty with the smooth jazz plan is diabolical. Man, definitely missed that guy. Now you got all these Kevin Samuels wannabes. Kevin Samuels did have some valid points, but dude was paying for sex. I couldn't take him seriously. Bro, I mean, well, first of all, to address your first point, we did have a lot of we got a lot of Kevin Samuels wannabes, and people say that shit about my videos. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to be nobody. I ain't trying to be Kevin Samuels. That's a legend there. And all of us pay for sex, bro. All of us do. And every celeb you watch at that level, Kevin Samuels was making $100K a month before he passed. All them dudes at that level, they paying for it. It's very normal. It's a reason they do it. It ain't my place to talk about it, but that's what they do. And it's reasons they do it. I ain't gonna get into it. Kevin Samuels was a savage. Kevin was diabolical. Kevin was not plumbing. She built like she can run through the A gap like a motherfucker. Classic. Playing. I think I knew what you meant. Check that video with the dude with the glass cup with the white residue again. All right, bro. He was stone cold but honest. He kept it real. Absolutely. Not all of us pay for sex, but we can't agree for disagree. Oh, you pay. You pay. You take her out to eat. You got to pay for gas. You pay. You're not just getting no woman for free, bro. You're going to spend some bread. You get, if you were somewhat of a decent man, you're going to spend some money, bro. You coming out your pocket. I'm just saying. Hit the damn like button. And what is it, Frost? You keep telling me to go to this video, bro. It better be something in this video, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Oh, the I think that's just a dusty cup and a filter. But anyway, man, you don't pay. Well, hey, bro, if you're not coming out your pocket at all, you must be messing with some bum joints, bro. I'm just saying, bro. You don't take joints out to eat. You ain't gonna go on dates. You don't go to. I don't even take women out to eat. Hey, bro, I'm not an advocate for that, bro. I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, I hope you don't have a daughter one day, bro. Bro, you gotta pay some. Any decent dude, I'm not saying you gotta simp and pay for a designer bag. I'm not saying you gotta simp and pay for some. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take her on a trip. I'm not saying that, but you gonna come out your pocket, bro. You got to, bro. If you want a decent joint, unless you just want a bum joint, a ran through joint, and never mind, I was about to say something crazy. My dad always says, "You ain't got to pay, but you got to pay." Yep. These days, women almost expect you to trick, like that goofy ad Ninja Myron said. All chicks are gold diggers. Some are just better at hiding the shovel. See, y'all, here y'all go, man. Here y'all go. I mean, it's valid points on every side, man. You should know I don't fuck with ratchet low quality chicks, LOL. I mean, hey, I'm just saying, bro. You don't take a chick out to eat? Bro. You're not taking a chick to eat, bro? I'm not saying you got a simp. Bro, we're gonna have to talk about that another day, bro. Ninjas, man. Ninjas, bro. Ninjas, bro. We got to do better, dog. We got to do better. I'm not telling you to simp and waste all your money, but you don't take a chick out to eat. Is that what niggas is doing nowadays? I'm just, bro. We can't normalize paying for box. I didn't say pay for box, but I'm saying you're going to spend money. You're going to, bro. We grown men. Yeah, you pay for dinner and experiences, but if she really like you, you can take her to a park or museum or free spot and still crack. You're going to spend money eventually, even if you do that, bro. Still going to spend by it. Me personally, I don't take them out on dates, but we can agree to disagree. It's all good, man. Hey, bro, appreciate y'all. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit. On did I say Instagram? I don't know, but see Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. That's where you're watching right now. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can check out the audio form there. Less Brunches, More Crunches .com. We got the gear here. I got a couple pieces of gear attached to this video. and on other videos across my platform on YouTube. So appreciate that if you support the brand. And what else we got? We'll be live again Friday night. Should be 10 p.m. Eastern. I might have to go early. Still up in the air, but I should be able to do 10 p.m. Eastern. Anything else? Any more announcements? I think that's it, man. Appreciate y'all, you know, tapping into the new content. I know it's not ideal. I know everybody don't fuck with it. Everybody don't agree with it, but you ain't got to engage in that. You can just engage in the fitness content and we could keep it pushing. But at the end of the day, Ninja's got to grow the platform. Ninja's got to grow. I can't stay in the same spot forever. And talking fitness is only going to get me, but so far, and I'm getting a lot of traction when I'm doing these other videos. It's going well for me. So, you really surprised by that, aren't you, Chris? We had a conversation another day. Well, maybe when I do my new live, we could have that conversation, bro. Yeah, spending money on a girlfriend, yes. We could have that conversation when I do the new live. I'm going to play 435 tomorrow, see if it comes out, the NY Pick 3 Lotto game midday evening. That's crazy, Mark. Hit the like button. Playback gang. Steph, happy birthday to Steph. Happy birthday, Steph. Marco. And what else we got? Yeah, that's it, man. So appreciate y'all, man. Hit that like button. Shout out to the Playback gang. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media, see Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.